Well, new Secret Service scandal as the Secret Service director continues to lie to Congress. Oh, yeah, no, we totally gave Trump the same protection as the Democrats are getting. We find out overnight that's not exactly true. It's just a lie he continues to tell. But there's a bigger scandal here. Senator Josh Hawley just wrote to the acting director of the Secret Service about new whistleblower allegations that the Secret Service was able to use the threat of death and assassination to get Trump to shut down a rally in the all-important swing state of Wisconsin, which truly hangs on the razor's edge. What does all this tell you? It tells us whatever the polls say, Her Highness is down in Wisconsin, or they're afraid of losing it. And they're trying to figure out, how do you keep Trump out of Wisconsin? You tell him he's going to die if he goes. We can't protect you. So sorry. Which is apparently what they did. And then Her Highness went and had a rally in Wisconsin. They seem to have no problem protecting her. It's weird. Here's the letter from Senator Josh Hawley to corrupt leader of the Secret Service, Ronald Rowe. I write concerning a new whistleblower allegation that the U.S. Secret Service effectively forced the Trump campaign to cancel an upcoming event in Wisconsin. The new information calls into question your recent public statements regarding the level of security your agency is providing to the former president. It also suggests the Secret Service inability to fully protect former President Trump may be affecting the conduct of the presidential election. You think so? I'll tell you what they're doing in a minute. At your recent press conference on September 20th, you stated that former President Trump is receiving the highest level of Secret Service protection. He's getting everything that the current president has with respect to Secret Service assets. That same night, Secret Service secured a rally for Vice President Harris in Madison, Wisconsin. Yet, according to a whistleblower with direct knowledge of the exchange, Secret Service recently told the Trump campaign that it did not have sufficient assets to secure a potential campaign rally in Wisconsin for the former president. He had to cancel it. Other whistleblowers with knowledge of Secret Service planning allege that failure to provide protection for a major public event is highly unusual, and that a sitting president would never be denied resources in this way. If true, the apparent double standard contradicts your public statements and raises troubling questions. Yeah, they're using it to cancel his rallies is what they're doing. You know what they're doing? If you're a Battleground America listener, you know what they're doing. I said, look, the open border will bring the Democrats' allies, who are also America's enemies, onto our soil. Everybody from Iran to, gosh, I mean, pick a country. Trump's made a lot of enemies in the process of defending the United States of America, and that you would begin to see a merger between the Democrat Party and America's enemies, who have the shared goal of defeating the Republicans, so they can do whatever the heck they want. You will see them merge, and you will also begin to see the Democrats use violence by our enemies on our soil, because they let them in, or threats of violence by our enemies on our soil against the other political team. That's what this is. That's what you're looking at. Now, you knew this was coming 2 years ago if you listened to Battleground America podcast. I mean, you could see it coming. It was very obvious. Iran has certain interests. The Democrat Party has the same interest. Iran has said, I mean, the Ayatollah's own Twitter feed, hey, we are going to try to kill Trump. We're going to try to kill Pompeo. We're going to try to kill Bolton. We're going to try to kill everyone around him. And that's what we're doing. They've since sent not one, but two assassins to the United States of America. One of them had trouble getting in, so the FBI let him in on a special visa, then let him go, even though he was on the terror watch list, allegedly so they could watch him. Mm-hmm. Sure. Allegedly so they could watch him. Weird, right? So now you have this, well, you know, Mr. Trump, you can do that rally in that all-important swing state like Her Highness did, but it'd be a shame if something happened to you. Can't trust us to protect you, can you? Better cancel it. That's exactly what's going on here, folks. And again, this is Senator Hawley explaining it.
The whistleblower with direct knowledge of the Trump campaign and the Secret Service and their interactions tell us that the Secret Service recently told the Trump campaign they could not secure a rally for Donald Trump in the state of Wisconsin. Now, this is interesting because it directly contradicts what the Secret Service director, Roe, said last week when he said, oh, Trump is getting exactly the same level of protection as Kamala Harris and the sitting president. Really, because Kamala Harris just held a rally in Madison, Wisconsin, and I am told by a whistleblower with direct knowledge of the situation that Secret Service says that Trump should not and could not have a rally in Wisconsin because Secret Service could not protect him and adequately staff it. This calls into question, Jesse, what they're saying about staffing. It calls into question what they're saying about parity between Harris and Trump. And once again, it underscores the fact they're not telling us the whole truth.
So what just happened here? Watch the pieces move around on the game board, okay? End of last week, Representative Matt Gaetz comes out and tells us there's not one but five assassination teams currently stalking Trump on U.S. soil. There's no response from the media. They black it out. I've told you, that's phase one, okay? When you have a damaging but true story like this, they try a blackout first. Sometimes it works. If that doesn't work, they'll go to fact-checking it and claiming it's fake. They're not there right there right now because it would force them to admit that they even know about it. So this breaks end of week last week, right? Matt Gaetz saying, hey, Department of Homeland Security whistleblowers have told me there's five assassination teams stalking Trump on U.S. soil.
I think the public should know that the Secret Service was aware of five assassination teams at the time they were taking protective assets away from President Trump and redeploying them to other people with less of a risk profile.
Right, okay.
Them.
In order to hopefully get him killed, but they failed. So having failed that, five teams. So now Trump knows, right? Because it's all over X, where we go to find out what's actually going on. And so now they've got to go and brief Trump. Oh, we forgot to tell you about the Iranian assassination plot. Yeah, we were all over that. We meant to tell you, but it just slipped our mind. Hey, but you might have seen it on X, so now we got to tell you. Now we got to tell you. Now, keep in mind, this Senate report that came out says what? The assassination team and the counter sniper team, the Secret Service counter sniper team and the Secret Service brain trust at that Butler rally knew about Crooks for 27 minutes, knew he was wandering around with a rangefinder, which is what you use to set up your shot. If you are taking a shot, if you're a sniper, you know what a rangefinder is. He's able to set up his shot with a rangefinder looking at Trump. Do they tell Trump they've known about him for 27 minutes? No, they do not. Well, what about when they saw, this is the incredible part of the report, what about when they saw police officers running with their guns up toward Crooks and the AGR glass building? What did they do then? Nothing. They did nothing. Well, the snipers did nothing? Yeah, they didn't tell Trump. Did the Secret Service tell Trump? No. Incredible quote in the Senate report by the whoever the Secret Service sniper is. I mean, I laughed out loud when I read it. Oh, me? No, I didn't think to tell Trump or the Secret Service team around Trump about the officers running there toward, you know, with their guns drawn. Now, it didn't strike me as anything I needed to warn him about. Well, would you tell him about watching Crooks wander around for 27 minutes with the rangefinder? No, I didn't. It didn't seem like something I should tell him. Oh, you just let him take the stage? Yeah. Folks, let me ask you a question. If you're going shopping, and I asked this of Lee earlier, you go in the grocery store and you see police officers running into the grocery store with their guns drawn. Do you think nothing of it? And go in to get the eggs? Huh. Yeah, it's probably nothing. No, you hightail it out of the parking lot, dear God. And if you have kids or anybody you care about, why do you go in the opposite direction? No, I didn't think anything of it. Says a Secret Service sniper? Okay. And here's the bottom line, folks. If they knew about Crooks for 27 minutes, right? There he is with the, yeah. That means they're watching Crooks for 27 minutes, which means they watched him. They watched him take that gun. They watched him climb on top of that AGR glass building. They watched him set up and they watched him take those shots. And they did nothing until they needed to silence him. Because he missed. And why did he miss? Because the local butler sniper stepped into the line of fire, risked his life, and took him out. He hit his gun, disabling it. And then there was no possibility of Trump being killed, so the sniper team finally had to take Crooks out. Because dead men tell no tales.